Okay, so we saw that big, complicated, hairy-looking diagram up above. Here is all of that. If you know all you're wanting to check out is the power supply to the electronic control board, what they'll also do on the tech sheet, they'll have what they call strip charts or strip diagrams, where they just isolate out particular things of interest. For example, on this one, they're showing you how the electronic control is powered, and it's exactly what we talked about up above, except it's just simplified. It's taken out all of the other stuff, so you're not distracted by it. You're still distracted by the French language or the foreign language, but you don't have all of the other things that can sort of confuse you. So you'll notice even the electronic control is just a black box, just a box with a dotted line. And that's more or less how you're treating electronic controls in most appliance repair situations. You're not interested in repairing that appliance. You are simply interested in, is it getting properly supplied with power, and is it capable of putting out the things it's supposed to put out to make that dishwasher operate? Okay, it's a simplified representation of exactly what we were looking at and spent some time talking about above. You'll see much of the same information. You come in, you see L1, and you're going to drop down that red wire to the thermal cutout. It's actually drawn as red, but again, it's called out as a black wire. To one side of the thermal fuse, and on the other side of the thermal fuse, you see that BK-W, black wire with a white stripe that then comes off and goes two places. And again, it goes to the P2-6 connector, and it goes through the door switch, which they've actually shown here as closed. So they've actually drawn. Remember in the other diagram up above, the it comes out the normally open contact. Well, here they're showing that switch is closed, which means what? That's right. They're showing this with the door closed. The switch has been actuated. It's closed. So now we should have voltage going to P8 as well, with the door closed. So again, coming out P7, we come right out with the white wire up to neutral, which I've sketched in here as blue. So strip charts are very nice for just honing in and isolating in on just exactly that part of the problem of the circuit that you want to focus on to verify, for example, in this case, is that control board getting a valid power supply or not. So I hope by now that you're starting to see how indispensable schematic diagrams are. I mean, without a schematic, you are utterly, utterly lost. You're just shooting blind. But with the schematic, you know how your load is of interest, whatever it is, whether it's a motor or control board or whatever it is, that's your load of interest. You know how your load of interest is supposed to be supplied with power. You also know what your load of interest is supposed to be putting out. For example, in the diagram above, we saw the various outputs from the electronic control board. All of this is revealed in the schematic. Use your schematic to formulate your strategy, your plan of attack, how you are going to solve this problem. And the troubleshooting is very simple. There's nothing mysterious about it. It's just you're checking for valid inputs and valid outputs. And if you have good inputs and you don't have good outputs, then that component is bad. For example, if the thermal fuse was open in this case, then you would not read 120 volts either to P2-6 or P8, but you would read 120 volts over on the solid black wire on the thermal fuse. But you wouldn't have it over on BK-W. And of course, a continuity test, if you pulled it out of the circuit and did a continuity test on it and it read open, that would tell you that as well. So again, the thermal fuse, a very simple instance, it's getting a good input, but not putting out line voltage as its output.